Blog Talk Radio. Bye.
Hi there, super friends. Master Legend here for another night as another superhero should be calling in. And I'm not going to waste too much time talking about the Arkansas story tonight. Just going to get right down to business as I hop off the train. Okay, back in Arkansas. All right, I'm going to answer this call right now. Hi there, Master Legend.
Hello.
This is
Captain
Dopper, New York Harkin. Hello.
There you go.
You can hear me
glad
now?
Glad you made it. Oh, yeah, I'm glad you called in.
This is Captain Dr. Neapolitan. I'm happy
here. Good, yes. Totian says lots of good things about you.
He's a wonderful person. I'm glad he helped get me through.
Oh, yes. There's some people they're going to put down Totian, the mighty Totian, I say. But they don't realize all the things he does to help people out. They just don't talk about it, so therefore they don't understand. But that's all right. You know, in time they will find out. And those who try to oppose the mighty Totian will find out also. Oh, okay, and since you already know the mighty Totian, let's bring him on in right now.
Hello,
the mighty Totian.
That's right.
Oh, there you go.
So, our guest, Captain Dr. Neapolitan, I think he just called in.
Yep, he's with us now.
So, I'll do a little, I guess, since you said I'm like, I guess, like the guest host in a way, but he's like the guest. I'll introduce him a little bit. His name is Captain Dr. Neapolitan, four words. And he just recently joined the Heroes Network, and he's kind of a jokester a little bit. He's got a unique look and personality. He's got, like, long hair, pink on one side, a little bit of a pirate theme going on, but he likes to crack jokes, and he's a good guy. He seems like he's got a really good heart and spirit about him. And do you want to say hi to everyone real quick?
Hello, everyone. How's it going?
Hey. Have you met Master Legend yet?
I met him just now when I called in.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, so maybe I'll try to do a couple of some quick questions for you. What do you do as your superhero work? You go out on patrols or whatever?
Yeah, I do. My city's pretty calm. Nothing goes on there. But there's this other day after I came from eating out after the library, and one of my older lady friends is having trouble walking. So I helped her back to one of my friend's vehicles and so she could get her strength back. And
well, that's good work.
And she was feeling better not that long after. I know it may seem small, but I like to do even the small things to help out.
Well, yes, it's true. It's true because it might not seem like a lot to the people hoping to hear you say, well, I beat up 10 guys in the alleyway, you know. But those deeds right there add up to a lot because a thousand little good deeds is better than none at all. That's for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, because if anything were to happen to any of my friends, no matter what the age, I would hate to see something bad happen to them.
Yeah, so he's got a very unique weapon. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, my special weapon is an umbrella. But it's not like any regular umbrella. This one is hard and very strong and sturdy. No one would recognize it from a regular umbrella, because if they see an umbrella hanging on my arm, they would think it's just a regular old umbrella.
Oh, yeah, umbrella can be a pretty good weapon. You can do a lot of things with an umbrella. It's like sometimes I walk around with a cane, because with a cane, I can do a lot with it, and I've got the solid handle where it doesn't have a seam. And when you got that hook, you can do a lot of stuff with that thing.
My umbrella has a hook on it.
Tothian carries a different kind of cane.
I do. I have a couple of them. I have two. I have the one that's like a staff, and also like an actual cane, because I actually used to train with both. I've trained with the bow staff. Actually, I've trained a lot of different weapons, but I did bow staff training, and then with Aikido, they would do Joe staff sometimes. Not all the time, but like either in between the classes, if I did two in one night, or sometimes in class they would do that. And even with Tai Chi, they did. So I've had a lot of different kinds of training, and even cane, did a little bit of katas and stuff with that. So even with an umbrella, if it's shaped like a cane, you could maybe even do some techniques with that too. If it has like the hook handle at the end.
Yeah, it does. That can come in handy in certain situations.
Yeah, I'd have to show you like some videos. I could show you some techniques with that, like on video chat.
I was thinking what I could do. I could use the hook to grab the person closer to me and hit him with the front side of the umbrella in the stomach if the situation ever called for it.
Yeah, I know, Gene. And
hopefully it doesn't.
So, Captain Dr. Neapolitan, tell us about like some of your like inspirations and stuff. Like,
When I was younger, I was very inspired by Batman because he's cool and hardcore, and Superman because he does not quit. He always stands up for everyone, and he never wavers either. He always keeps going, just like all those heroes do.
Yeah.
And I have another inspiration.
Oh, who's that?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor Who?
Yeah. Doctor Who is my third inspiration.
You got me. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good
Oh, yeah, I remember Doctor Who. Always liked Doctor Who.
Yep.
Doctor Who, the Time Lord. So I've always heard about him.
I've always heard about Doctor Who, but I never got into it. I never seen it on TV or watched it or anything. So tell me about him or what you like about him.
The Doctor is a time traveler. He travels through the time and space, helping other continents, planets, especially Earth. He's very smart. He doesn't want to fight, but he exhausted every other option.
Oh, yes, I've watched him for many years.
Fun fact, that show started in 1963. William Hartnell, Patrick Troughton, John Pertwee, Tom Baker, and all the other ones.
Tom Baker was always my favorite.
I've never heard about it for a decade or so ago.
It's amazing that Tom Baker is so...
Oh, yes. I remember Tom Baker. He was always fun to watch. And we can go on talking about him a lot, but we don't have too much time, and I want to ask you a few more things. So what type of suit do you go around in? What type of suit do you wear for your superhero suit?
I wear like a black trench coat, kind of throws down like a cape. And over that, I've been wearing like a little purple leather jacket, and I wear a cape over that, and I wear I always change my pants. I don't really go with one pair of pants. It's always changing. But over my pants, I wear a black and white skirt, because skirts are cool. You know, I'm a skirt. I have a chain. And I wear
a boot. Okay. And you got some boots, are they? There are some good sturdy boots.
Yep, I had them for a couple of years. They're anime boots, but I'm amazed that they still work out fine.
So I guess I guess if you... Yeah, I'm sorry. That's the thing with the talk radio. Sometimes you say something, and when the other person's saying something, because we don't see each other. But yeah, those boots, I guess, you know, if you get the right kind, they're going to be pretty good anyway, even if they are.
These ones are great. I think they're made out of leather or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty good. Boots is very important. And not everybody believes in having a helmet, but I always recommend some type of head protection because the first place some criminal wants to hit you, sneaking up behind you, always try to give a tip in every show. They're going to try to hit you from behind in your head. But if you have a helmet, that makes it hard for them to do. Yeah, they always want to sneak up from behind. That's how the dirty, rotten, you know, criminals like to do things. So, well, I tell you, what type of plans do you have for your superhero future?
Just like to give a person a smile, especially the sad people. I just want to let them know their life is worth living. Good things can happen to people who need it more than any regular people that probably don't need it as much. I just want to see them smile because I have a very loving heart and I don't want upset people or the homeless people like to go the next day being depressed.
Yes, well, it's true. It's a tough battle to fight as back in the days as myself and, of course, Superhero and the rest of Team Justice went out there to try to help the people out as best we could, but it's only so much even the superhero team like us could do. So as long as you run into somebody and you see somebody that looks like they really need some help, I would always try to have some food or something, a bottle of water, food, because some people, you know what they're going to get. Sad to say, some drugs. So all right, which town do you patrol in? You know, you don't have to go too close. It's a state.
I live in Covington, Kentucky.
In Kentucky. Is that close to Bowling Green area?
Actually, is that in Florida?
Oh, okay. I was wondering because I had a friend.
He was wondering if that's in Florida, but that's in Kentucky, right? Bowling Green, Kentucky?
Yeah, that's from what remembered of the original Red Diamond was from there.
Ah.
Do you want to hear about my inspiration for... Sorry.
The show's about to end now, so... I'm glad you called in. It's like...
Me too.
Okay, got 1 minute. We got 1 minute left, so if you want to anything else, quick.
Do you want to hear about my inspiration for why I use umbrellas?
Sure.
Yeah, tell us.
I got the idea from this anime called Ruby. There's this character called Neapolitan on that. She uses umbrella for a weapon, and that's where I got the name Neo from, and I added it onto part of my name, and I got the doctor part from Doctor Who, and I put on Captain because I love pirates.
Hmm. Cool.
Well, there you go. The combination of names there. Oh, well, it's time to say goodbye, everyone, on the Master Legends show. Like to see it longer. A little something on Venmo so I can pay for the bigger version. All right. Thank you very much, Super Friend. See you later.
Pia, thank you for having me.
I'll see ya.
Yeah.